Barbara didn't know how to handle sadness. All her life, even as a child, she had been shushed, asked to stop crying, and often even to smile when she was facing a sad situation. Make the best out of it was a phrase she had heard many times until Barb decided to not show sadness in front of others anymore. She felt as if expressing sadness was a sign of weakness and it put a burden on others. The articles that she was reading lately had become more and more interesting. She started reading how sadness was one of the primal emotions for humans. It connected people with things that mattered the most to them and what they found meaningful. Suppressing sadness also suppressed other very important feelings, thus making people feel numb or even depressed, the article said. Sadness also played a great role in signaling the need to receive comfort and help. That read got Barb thinking about times she had suppressed her feelings since a young age. Without even her knowing it, the inattentiveness of her parents when she had been just a child had triggered her survival instincts. She had feared as if her life was threatened because she couldn't really make sense of the world around her at her young age. Ever since, these events had added on to each other, creating a pile of sad emotions that she had never learned how to process and had simply avoided them. The more she pondered on it, the more she would come to believe that she had a lot of things buried. What is interesting about buried things, though, is that they always come to the surface. Unfortunately, by avoiding sadness, Barb had also avoided joy. When she numbed down sadness, she also numbed love and lost touch with what mattered to her, what was important to her. This behavior had pushed her to a detached lifestyle because she feared facing those painful memories and feelings again. She was scared to re-experience those moments and this way shedding parts of her authentic self. Barbara had tried to face these painful memories. She had ended up in self-pity or dwelling on them for a long time. Self-pity was the open door to romanticize pain. She knew very well that this was also harmful for her, so she was stuck between those two options, not knowing which one was the better one. Until she reminded herself that there is always a third option. Facing these painful memories was part of her life. The pain that she felt made the love, passion, and joy much more stronger and added depth to her life as a whole. She didn't need to dwell on these memories, she just needed to feel and let the emotions guide her back to the things that mattered most to her true, full, and beautiful self. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Don't forget to subscribe and check my website for more fun stuff.